My name is Shakira Nkanang. As I say my name, I think about the different spectrum of how my name is pronounced, both in terms of locality, of friends and family, and at the times of when I've met them. Some of my differing members of my family members, depending on their level of speaking with Arabic, some may pronounce my name as Shakira. I wanted to talk about today about my poem called The Spectrum That Embraces. I wrote this poem as I was thinking about the complexity of the multiple identities in which we carry, in which others see, in which others may not see, all of which are informed by our own relational experiences. As I wrote this poem of Spectrum That Embraces, it was at a time where I was experiencing some difficulties within a training course due to my, racial discrimination experiences. Even as I say it, it feels quite painful thinking about it. I write poetry as a way of processing emotions, as a way of making sense of my experiences. And I suppose it's a way of me also being compassionate to self, but also I realise that when I write it, sometimes depending on where I'm at, I could read something totally different from what or the meaning that I make from my poems as I look back sometimes can also be a little bit different. And I'm expecting that no doubt when others hear my poem that they may also experience the same. But I'm just going to read it through. Spectrum That Embraces. Dawn's welcoming rays invite a new beginning. Between dawn and dusk lie spaces embracing night and day. Meditative walks reveal blending hues, where shades of green meet browning leaves. Wrapped up warmth conceals truth unravelled. Curiosity stirs on paths less travelled. For some, the browning floor evokes suspicion of what lies beneath. Judgment curtails the embrace like an overbearing sheath. For others, the changing textures, neither rough nor smooth, offer something in between. Questioning paths prevail. Rough ground hurts one's feet. Coldness evokes a lasting inhale. Seeping tears emerge like rain carving new roads through leaves and stone. To be questioned, existing within margins, lost within the woods. Smiling faces bring good fortune. Yet the wind brings whispers and roars that intertwine. Dominance threatens like an overbearing freeze, thawing thoughts birth anew. Assigned boundaries attempt to confine the light, yet the widening spectrum lets the rays prevail. Looking up, one celebrates the endless cascade of colour, the familiar and ever-expanding horizon. A kaleidoscope of difference merges and expands, perhaps frightening. But in embracing the unknown spectrum, we find the enlightened. Thank you for listening. I wanted to talk a little bit about each of the stanzas as I, and maybe some of the meaning that I was trying to convey as I wrote each of them. So with the first, which begins with dawn's welcoming rays, I suppose I was thinking about that sort of welcoming of multiple identities and who welcomes them. And I was thinking about those, you know, it exists, it's with us day and night, but who sees it? It made me think about that in terms of time and what gets seen. I talked about the meditative walks because I like to go on my little country walks. I had my feet reconstructed in my early 20s. So you might hear sort of little hints of where I'm talking about walking or my feet and in my poetry. It's meditative for me because I guess it's where I ground and center myself. And when I'm talking about the browning leaves, I guess I was using that as a way of symbolizing my brown skin. In the way that as I center myself, as I'm walking, I see the beauty of that sort of difference, the differing colours of the leaves, and it makes me think of my mixed ethnic identity. I'm both, my mother is Baluchi and my father is Jamaican. So I think about that mixed heritage that I carry and what gets embraced and what hasn't at times. The space, the reason why I use the word the space between dawn and dusk, because for me it also, I was also thinking about how it can represent the sort of life sometimes of that rigidity of definitions, these sort of polarizing positions that may occur. But you know, our identities can overlap, and it makes me think what gets missed, or when it's, you know, been difficult for people to see these sort of blending, or that acknowledgement, or to be even frightened by parts of myself sometimes, that's been very difficult. But also a wonderful and I feel like it's a richness and a celebration of myself at the same time. The second stanza, where it begins with wrapped up with warmth, conceals truths unravelled. I suppose what I was trying to talk about in this stanza was the idea of how society may perceive differences, how my family, friends and strangers have perceived my own differences. And the browning floor, I guess, mirrors the way that my brown skin may have, for example, perhaps provoked a variety of reactions, sometimes suspicion, sometimes judgment. And I was really trying to highlight that through that difference sometimes of what might stand out more. It's amazing how society's unspoken rules or perceptions or what's accepted kind of changes that that differing level of what I believe is sort of curiosity or appreciation. And the third stanza, where it begins with questioning paths prevail. I suppose here I was talking about the questioning paths to symbolise my own journey of self-discovery as I was navigating my own complexities of my own mixed ethnic heritage, ethnic and racial heritage. I use a sort of metaphor of the sort of the rough ground. I mean, the ground does hurt my feet, just as in the natural course of my own health experiences, but I suppose I'm more sensitive to what I feel within my body. I'm more sensitive to the coldness within my feet. I'm more sensitive because of the experiences I've had around the coldness that evokes this sort of real aghast or real sense of inhale within my body as I try to ground myself when I'm experiencing judgment or a lack of curiosity. And so, yeah, the floor, the coldness of the floor and the roughness of the floor, I was trying to get that to represent that in the poem. And that despite through the process of having or experiencing the tears and the struggle, I always felt it to be quite transformative. which as I'm going through it, it didn't feel like it. But when I look back at each cumulative experience of discrimination that I have experienced, I feel like I'm carving out new roads for my own self, hence the metaphor within the poem. A new sense of understanding and strength about what that experience might have meant to them and what it means then to me. And when I think about those experiencing, you know, when I have been lost, and I use the metaphor of sort of lost within the woods, there have been some really core people within my life and some new relationships that I've actually recently developed. And they've just been shown this sort of level of solidarity and kindness, where they celebrate me, they celebrate my identity and the things that I do, and that's been a real source of strength. The next stanza begins with, "Yet the wind brings whispers and roars that intertwine." I was thinking about the sort of how societal structures and familial structures, you know, even in might think about my own family, the way that the binary thinking sometimes attempts to kind of confine or erase, or has, you know, they've attempted to sort of erase parts of myself, you know, let's not talk about certain parts of my identity. And I wondered about sort of this protective state that people might take on, but I also thought about how sometimes in the talking, you can also end up in these sort of binary thinking positions where there isn't a sort of sitting with and being curious of what does that mean? And it's only through the talking and only through the exploring and experiencing that we can get over this sort of overbearing freeze, as I describe it in terms of the metaphor in the poem, that the new ideas or new understanding can then come about. I was thinking about that sort of, that resistance that then manifests, which then just creates more limitations. And I use the metaphor of like thawing as a way of sort of giving space and sort of renewal and growth and compassion, and to be curious of what might be coexisting. And sometimes by leaning into the things that feel uncomfortable and talk about, i.e. for example, my brown skin within my family. So I think about some of my Baluchi side, that I've then been able to talk about what the differences have been around when I look at treatment because of one's identity and what blackness might mean or not mean, and is one Baluchi enough or Jamaican enough? And for me, I am enough, and I feel like I hold a richness of both. And it's through having those coexisting multiple identities that I felt has been quite special, actually, and it's made me who I am. And so I guess that kind of then lends itself to the last stanza, where I'm talking about this sort of endless cascade of colour. For me, this last stanza is like a celebration. It's like, isn't it cool to hold all the different parts of ourselves? It's constantly, you know, it's so vast, but it's also forever expanding as I grow, as I learn new experiences, as I meet new different people, as I travel, as I live in differing areas. I learn different things about myself. And so that's why I use a sort of representation of cascade of colour, where it symbolises that richness of diverse identities. You know, that's beyond these sort of binary positions, and we can think about what is it that we might mean? What is it that that might mean? And even within, I think it's really important to say that even within, because I'm talking about race, but even if you were to say within blackness or whiteness, there is such a multi richness, multiplicity of richness. And whilst that seems really obvious of what I'm saying, it's, I wonder sometimes how much we attend to that and think about that, and whether we're marginalised or privileged sometimes, maybe given those positions, and people might not think that they have to think about it or talk about it. And I find that too quite interesting. So yeah, this last stanza talks about the fluidity of sort of the identities, and that I really believe that there is a level of empowerment and enlightenment because of these multiplicity of identities of self, which is endless and forever growing. And so, yeah, I always go back to what my grandma said on my dad's side, my Jamaican side, and she said, if you stop learning, which in my mind is like if you stop being curious, she'd say you might as well be dead. And I find that really interesting. I never fully understood that perhaps until later life. I'm sort of attributing my own meaning to that. She's not with us now, but I wish I could go back and, with my curious mind, ask her a little bit more about what she meant from her perspective. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed the poem. Thank you for listening.